good to give thanks to the Lord.
You know, this is, it's a thank offering. You know, we bring our tithes and our offerings, but there are thank offerings. For when God has done something in your life, He's answered prayer. And it is good, as we bring, thank God we don't bring animals to sacrifice anymore. You know, there'll be blood all over the place. You know, it's like, forget it. But this is, in the same way, this is of us, isn't it? You know, that we go to work, we spend our time, our effort and everything. So finance is that sacrificial giving. Yeah. And to God be the glory.
Amen.
For great things that He has done. Amen. And He's confounded even the doctors. And we thank God for that.
Amen.
Thank God that you've been protected.
Yes.
And you're kept and you're still here. Praise Amen. God. You're here because God has a purpose for you and a plan for you. Amen? And that's absolutely fabulous. And but it's when brothers and sisters get together and we stand together, we stand as one, and we see God moving in power. Praise His wonderful name. That is great. What a testimony. You know that, don't be so stubborn next time. You know, when God, you know, when God speaks to us, do as He says. Just get on with it and do it. Don't start saying why, and why should I? Or, you know, just get on and do it. Because I tell you, the answers come quickly. The results come quickly. And then we've got even more to praise Him for. It's like, wow, you know. And you learn that when you hear the voice of God saying, do this, go this way. Like with Peter, when he was told, you know, that God brought down whilst he was praying on the roof, the blanket, and in it was all unclean things. And the angel said, kill and eat. He said, I'm a Jew of the highest standard. Never eaten anything unclean in my whole life. Can't do it. God brought it down again and said, kill and eat. Kill and eat. What I have made clean, don't you call it unclean. And you know, when God speaks, we need to respond quickly. Because He has something to do. And then when Peter realized that there was a knock at the door, come quickly. You need to come and pray for this lady. She's died. And he went. Hallelujah. Things are happening. God is moving. It was Cornelius, weren't it? And you know, the Spirit of God was moving and filled them. God wants you and I to be filled with the Spirit. And as we're filled with the Spirit, we'll touch lives and change lives. Amen? Anybody else got a testimony?
Great.
You know, when they're you'll come bringing a double portion. You know, when babies are being sacrificed, they don't say this, but what it relates back to in Scripture is they used to sacrifice babies to the god called Moloch. And these abortion clinics, although it doesn't say we're sacrificing your baby to Moloch, that's the principle of it. Satan comes to steal, kill and destroy. And so every baby that is aborted is a sacrifice to the god Moloch. So we need to pray and believe God to do great things in people's lives. Hallelujah. Amen.